Amen. We just praise God. So she's going to sing this song here that she just wrote. And we appreciate Barbara and her songs. And she got some good comments this week on them. And people are really enjoying them. And I'm included in that people. So, amen. Listen as she sing.
Thank you. I just wrote this song. It's called In the House Filled with Good Things. And I took it from a message that he preached a couple of weeks ago. And I fell in love with this scripture. So I'm going to read the scripture before I sing this. And it's in Deuteronomy 6:10 through 11. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You know that house is
thank you. Amen.
All right.
Amen. When God gives a house, it's full of good things. Perfect love cast out doubt. We have all that we need in the house filled with good things. And the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. Oh, it's in the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. So come without money, come without price. Blessed are you that hunger and thirst. Eat to your soul's delight the good things in the house of the Lamb's wife. And the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. Oh, it's in the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house full of good things, you declare your love to me. When God gives a house, oh, it's full of good things. Perfect love cast out doubt. We have all that we need in the house filled with good things. And the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. Oh, it's in the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. So come without money, come without price. Blessed are you that hunger and thirst. Eat to your soul's delight the good things in the house of the Lamb's wife. And the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love to me. Oh, it's in the house filled with good things. Lord, you tell me such things as these. In the house filled with good things, you declare your love for me. So come without money, oh, come without price. Blessed are you that hunger and thirst, eat to your soul's delight the good things in the house of the Lamb's wife. Eat to your soul's delight the good things in the house of the Lamb's wife. This key unlocks the door to the house of the Lamb's wife. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, amen. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. She really, really did good on that. I was telling Barbara, you know, I don't know what all it'll be, but we know that the judgments are going to hit soon. And I was thinking about them, all them their houses out in California. It's going to be earthquake. Some of those things cost, I don't know. I saw one, I think, one time with $200 million or something. Big, huge houses and all that. Well, I don't know what'll happen, but if you ain't never had a house, who knows? It may give it to you. See, God gave these houses to his people and all that. Houses, and they were filled with good things. That's what Brother Clifford was talking to me about this week when I was, when we was over there, and he was telling about, and this message, you know, the title of the message is Come Without Money, Come Without Price. Amen. And who knows what it'll be. It may be some of the natural people. Of course, we get our spiritual house. We're in it now. But who knows? Some of these poor people that struggle along. Amen. God may say, there's your good house. Just go in there. It's filled with good things. Enjoy it. Amen. That's what he did to the children of Israel there. He filled, and he sent the hornets and run the people out. I tell you, that's a side, ain't it? Amen. How the Lord does things. All right. When you're ready, Barbara, we're okay. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you love him this morning? Hallelujah. We just appreciate him. Appreciate the power of God. Appreciate what he's doing in this day and hour that we're living in. Amen. And so we just praise him and honor him for all that he's doing. He's filling the house with good things. Now, in the spiritual realm, that's the gifts of the Spirit and all these. So Jesus is the house we're baptized into. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. Now, this morning, I'm going to be reading, first of all, yes, from the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew. Look and see if we got everything going here. Yes, 15th chapter of the book of Matthew's. And I want to take the title this morning. It'll be a new title. But I want to preach like this because we're talking of the Christ quite a bit. But I want to take the thought, occasions where the Christ shined through the Jewish man Jesus. Amen. And I'm saying that from the standpoint Jesus said, I'm not sent to nobody but the Jew. You know, like that. And he couldn't go, and he told his disciples, don't go to those folk. Says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Said, you won't even have time to do all this till the Son of Man come, or something to that nature. Said, don't go to them. Well, that was the man Jesus. He was a Jew, according to the book of Luke, 4th chapter. His custom was to go to the temple every Sabbath. See? And they would read scripture, he'd listen to them, they read the law and so forth. But then something, we would say to the Jews, they would say, something terrible happened to him. That would be what the Jewish leaders would think. Because when he got baptized of John, the very Christ that has always been came into him. And it began to change his thinking, his way of doing things. And the religious leaders began to persecute him, say, amen. And he began to Even in the book of Romans, he said that he was came for to confirm the covenant to the fathers. That was Abraham, all them, you know. Amen. He said salvation's of the Jews. But here come another force. Here come the Christ who is neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. We're baptized into the body of Christ. We're neither Jew nor Gentile, see? Amen. That's what Paul said. You're neither Jew nor Gentile. So I want you to listen as we read this morning. I'm going to be reading first in Matthew's. Well, let's start the 15th chapter. Let's start verse 21. And I can't pronounce this woman, significant woman, some in the woman. I don't know exactly how to pronounce, so I'm not going to try to pronounce that name. So you can do that. You that able to pronounce better than I am. But verse 21 says, then Jesus went thence, that's away from Jerusalem, and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana, notice this Canaanite woman, came out of the coast and cried, watch now, unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now watch, this was a Gentile woman. Now the Jews didn't have nothing to do with the Gentiles. We'll get that where he went out and sat on the well there and that woman came. But we'll stay with this for the time being. But Jesus answered her not a word. I'm not going to talk to them people. That's the way the Jews was. Oh, they wouldn't have nothing to do with it. See, somebody like that, Now, Jesus answered her not a word. This the man. Now watch the occasion where the Spirit of Christ came through and did it anyway, showed mercy. Amen. Occasions where the Christ shined through the Jewish man Jesus. See, they say it's not this. We know his father, his mother, and all, and he will slip out among the Jews. And the woman at the well, which we'll get to here in St. John pretty shortly, 4th chapter, the woman says, thou being a Jew, how come you talking to me? You know, so in other words, they weren't supposed to. Amen. But Jesus, here comes something else into Jesus when he was baptized and he began to act differently. And that's what we should begin to do when Christ comes in us, act differently than the regular old person that we've always been, say. Can you say amen? Our thinking get different. So watch what Jesus told her. Watch now. I'll get that verse 24. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. Amen. Get rid of this woman. If people see her even close to us, they will think we're not right, you know. Send her away. Get rid of this woman. Watch now. But Jesus answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now that's a key scripture there. I'm not sent to you. I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, in the 10th chapter of Matthew, he called his 12 apostles together with him, the Jewish apostles, and he told them, said, don't go to the Samaritan. Don't go to the Gentiles. But go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, that was Jewish thinking. But watch, something else came into Jesus. Amen. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. It was the very Christ that always been. It was the Christ that was in Melchizedek. It was the Christ, that stone in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4, that stone that was in the desert out there, the wilderness, and they were without water. And God told Moses, take your staff and strike the stone, and all of a sudden water came out of that, and that was water everywhere. They had a lot of cattle, a lot of people. They had more water than they knew what to do with. Amen. And Paul said that rock was Christ. See, now the Christ now came into Jesus when he was baptized, came into him without measure. See, the Spirit came into him without measure. See, with us, we get gifts of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus got the whole, he got it without measure. Just didn't a little part of it, he got it all. And that's what we're in the body of Christ. The body of Christ has the fullness, but not one member, say. Amen. But notice here, Jesus said, I'm going to read this again, if you'll bear with me reading here. He says, he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now that clarifies, I wanted to be sure to bear down that. Now, there's a scripture in Romans 15 that indicates the same too. But I want to bear down on that just a bit, that he was not sent to anyone but the Jews. Amen. Now that's the man, the Jewish man talking. But watch, watch, watch. Amen. God knew what he was doing all the time. Yes, God made a covenant with Abraham and David and all our raised up sons. Yes, he honored that. But there was something else that was hid. Amen. The Christ that has always been came into Jesus, the man Jesus. And we'll see the mind of Christ shine through. Now watch. Then came she and worshiped him. They didn't get rid of her that easy. So, you know, I'm not even saying that. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Please help me, Lord. Now watch. But he answered and said, watch, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now, my. You see that Jew, they talk about the same way. Me and Barbara had one visit us, right smart one with a long beard and all. And all. He even talked kind of sharp to Barbara here. I mean, he just, that's what Jews are. They plain spoken. Amen. And here this Jew, saying, it's not meet to take the children's bread, give the dogs. Watch, though. He wasn't going to get rid of her that easy, but and Christ's spirit was in her mind too, leading her. And verse 27, and she said, true, Lord, you shouldn't give the children bread to dogs. That's the truth. Now watch, I love this. You shouldn't give the children bread to dogs. Watch, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Amen. I tell you, you want something, God? Let that woman be an example to you. Don't just turn away ever. You might not get it right then. Amen. You got to be determined. You remember that woman going to that judge and saying, every morning she'd be there knocking on the door. And someone did her wrong. She wanted it corrected. And that judge said, get that woman out of here. Get rid of her. Okay. She left. Next morning, knock, 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 knock. And the judge ran her off again. The next morning, she was right back. Knock, 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 knock. He said, though I fear not God or man, this judge, yet because this woman bothering me, I'm going to give her what she wants so she'll get off my back, you know. Well, Jesus said, that's the way to do. Just keep on knocking. Amen. In other words, what he's saying, don't give up just because the Lord turned you down to begin with. Amen. Or you don't get right when you think you ought to get it. Amen. Be persistent. Amen. If you want something, you go for it. If you want something if you want that spiritual house, you go for it. If you want to be baptized into the body of Christ, you go for it. If you want to escape death and go into the glorified body, you go for it. Amen. See, in other words, you don't be, well, if he wants me to have it, I'll have it. If he don't, I won't. and I ain't going to worry about it. He'll give it to me if he wants me to have it. If he don't, then that's his business. No, he said, ask. Amen. Even pray. He said, knock, and it shall be open. Seek, and you shall find. Is that right? Amen. But watch this woman here. Now, that verse 27, and she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master table. And then it said, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman. Notice, O woman. Amen. Didn't call her sister or anything like that. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou willest. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. You see what it was? She went there after something she didn't leave till she got it. Amen. Sometimes you can't just be so timid about the things of God. Amen. If it's for you, you obtain it, see. Amen. Pray, seek God. Amen. And see, the Lord, that was the Spirit of Christ, see. The Jewish man himself, at the urging of his disciples were Jewish people too, and they said, Lord, get rid of that woman. Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine the conversation that must have been going on? Everybody knows we're Jews, and we're not supposed to associate with them lower people, you know. And get rid of her. What's people going to think, see a woman following us around like that? Amen. And Jesus said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give the dog nothing. Besides, I'm not sent to anybody but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, that didn't satisfy her. Amen. See, the thing was, the Spirit of Christ was moving with her also. Amen. And so that Spirit of Christ just overrode Jesus' thinking at the demand. The Jewish man, I'm saying. Notice how I said that. The Jewish man. See, Jewish got certain thinking. So the Spirit of Christ took over, and that's what he said here. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou requested, as thou will. Amen. We see the Spirit of Christ just come in and do it anyway. Amen. See, Jesus, the man, amen, when Christ came into him, it really messed him up as far as just being a Jew. Everything was changed. He couldn't no longer be just a Jew, act like a Jew, do like the Jews, even though he tried it. Amen. The Spirit of Christ came in and he had to go with that, see. Now, there's another scripture that's in Mark, the 7th chapter. Let's go to it. And it deals with the same thing. And keep in mind the title here. Occasion where Christ shined through the Jewish man, even though the Jewish man didn't want to do this because he wouldn't come to nobody but them. Amen. There's a secret. See, Paul talked about God made known to me mystery that's been hid from the foundation of the world. See, the Jews expected Jesus to put down the Romans and set up a kingdom, and all those things. Amen. And get rid of them Gentiles. Don't let them be around us. You know, that was their thinking, and that was Jewish thinking. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of times in the Orthodox Jews, if someone marry outside the Jewish faith, they have the funeral sometime. And even now, over in Israel, at those Orthodox Jews. See, if you mess around them Gentiles, marry a Gentile, as far as we're concerned, you're dead. So they have their funeral. Amen. Well, that was the thinking. See, I'm saying this to let you know the thinking in the Jewish society of that time period. So when this woman came and Jesus did that like the Jews, go away. This ain't for you. I'm not going to take the children's bread, give the dogs. And I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Get out of here. I'm not going to give the children bread to dogs. She said, Lord, but the dogs, they sure love that, would like to have them crumbs, just the crumbs that fall from the table. Said, we'll be happy with those. That's when Jesus said, no greater faith. See, the Spirit of Christ came in and took over. Amen. So it wasn't anymore what the Jewish man Jesus thought. It was what the Christ in him caused him to think. Can you say amen? Amen. All right, now in the book of Mark, the 7th chapter, I want to read some here. I'll skip down to about verse 24. It tells about a woman here. It gives the same story, but it gives a few points I want to get on. See, there's two of these writers wrote about this same incident. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. The others didn't write on this, but two of them did. It says here, and from thence he arose and went to the border of Tyre and Sidon, that's from Jerusalem, and entered into a house. Now, the other one don't say that he entered into a house. And would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Now, this year, writers, they were giving their recollection of. And this was wrote, a lot of times these were wrote years after, even after Jesus crucified and came and went into glory. And they began to do a record of what they saw and heard, see. And so every time they didn't give the exact same detail. It's just like someone have a little accident or a big accident, whatever it is. They'll want to get witness, and the witnesses will tell basically the same thing, but they'll give different accounts. The investigators say, tell me what you remember about it. Well, there are certain people at certain parts stands out, and they remember it that this other person that told it didn't mention it, didn't remember it being on that order. So here, Mark, he's going to tell basically the same thing Matthew did. He's writing it there. It says, he went into a house, see, but would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. And it says here, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. And it tells here what was wrong with it. She had an unclean spirit. Heard him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek. See, not a Jew, of the seven nation. And she besought him that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. See, this goes into a different thing. He's remembering a little different what the conversation was. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. See, leave it alone. This is for that we're eating. This is not for you right now. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. See? And she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table. They had dogs under the table running around because they didn't have doors like we have in all house. Still. All right. The dogs under the table, the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. See, in other words, they're sitting around eating there, and there's the dogs under the table around. And if a crumb fall, they eat that crumb. See, but they don't get the big piece of bread. See, just the crumbs that fall from it. All right, and the next it says here, verse 29. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil out and her daughter lay upon the bed. In other words, she's all right. I don't know what she was having fits or whether they had to tie her down or whatever they had to do, but evidently she was laying there calm as could be. Amen. No devil in her, see. Amen. Well, you see, that there's something came through. Jesus was telling her the children's bread don't belong to the dogs, see. This is something else. But Christ in him shined through. And when it did, he weren't just a Jewish man standing there. He was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He weren't that until after he was baptized and Christ came into him. He was the carpenter. He's not just the carpenter. They always talked about him. Now let's go to St. John chapter of St. John chapter 4. And this is a lot of reading here, but I feel like I want to show you the man Jesus said and how that Christ overrode. See, a lot of times we may have an idea we're going to do it this way, we're going to do that, and this is how we've always done it, so this is the way to do it. But when Christ comes in, he changed the picture, and we can't do it like we used to do it, see. How many knows it? We can't come to church, join a denomination, and all that, and we can't go back to those that have where we've come through, go back to them and try to be part of them anymore, because Christ has moved us on. The human person, yes, I used to, yeah, I'm going to go there, have fellowship, want to do this, and all that. But when Christ comes in, it's a different picture altogether. Can you say amen? All right, so in the book of St. John here, this is the woman at the well. Jesus gave her basically the same story, see. Amen. And when he tells her this, she finds a way, see. She finds a way. The grace of God shines through. Amen. I'll start reading, let's see here. I'll just start at verse 1. Pardon me. If you don't like reading, you might get very miserable after a while. But in St. John chapter 4, it says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that he made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." That was the reason Jesus didn't baptize. He had a spiritual baptism. See, but this was all type of it. All right, verse 3 says, "He left Judah and departed again unto Galilee. And he must need go by Samaria." Notice, somehow or another, he got a longing to go by Samaria. Well, this was the Christ in him. He probably didn't know why. "I need to go by Samaria." And it must have been out of the way a little bit because he had need to go by Samaria. Amen. I'll tell you, when Christ is moving, things come into being and fall into place, and you don't even know how they fell in place like this, but there's a greater power. How many knows that? Even than the man Jesus, that was a great... This Jewish man here, he wanted to stick with his own, see? Amen. But then God, then these others begin to come in, and the Lord began to bless, just like God told him. When Paul was sent to preach the gospel, he said, "I am the apostle to the Gentile. I magnify my office." Well, he went forth preaching to, but all of a sudden, you know what happened? The Spirit of God began to move upon some of the Jewish believers. Paul began to tell them, "You can eat what you want." Amen. And all that, you know, and said, "You can, you don't have to circumcise your children. And the Sabbath is the rest. You don't have to keep a Saturday for the Sabbath. That's the rest day, and it's a type of it." That's talked about in the book of Isaiah, maybe 28 along there somewhere, 28, 30. And it talks there about the rest and says they will speak with other tongues and so on. It shows the Holy Ghost is the rest, not a day of the week. Can you say amen? How many knows it's so? That's our Sabbath. It's the rest. And Jesus, through the mouth of Paul, or through the pen of Paul, wrote in the book of Hebrews, you know, about the Sabbath and all that, and entering into his rest. Said he that have entered into his rest have ceased from his own works. In other words, it's not our works, it's the work of Christ through us. Amen. As long as we got our own works, we'll always stumble over them. Amen. But we can get out of the way and let Christ Jesus move through us. Now it's Christ Jesus. When I said when Christ came in, it really messed Jesus up. It did as far as him just being a Jew, a carpenter. He didn't do no carpenter work no more. and it messed him up as far as going into the church and sitting down and reading scripture, and everything's fine, everybody patting him on the back, so I enjoyed that scripture you read and all that. No, you read in the book of Luke. I don't know if I'll read it today. But the book of Luke, he went there and they said, read something for us, Jesus. And the Bible says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. So he was doing, Jesus, how about reading us something this morning? Well, this morning was different. The Bible says he found the place where it says, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. He has sent me to heal the sick, to open the prison them that's bind up the brokenhearted and all that. And the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. And he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. You know what happened? They began to, the Bible says every eye was on him. And then after the service, that it records that they did not, this the son of Joseph and Mary and Joseph, we know his brothers, we know his sisters. Who is he coming in here saying, this scripture applies to me, and this day this scripture is fulfilled? Then they begin to persecute him, see? Amen. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't the old Jesus. He used to come and read the scripture to him. Can you say amen? So he got messed up somewhere along the line. I remember when I got to begin to associate with Pentecostal, Ben getting himself all messed up. Amen. Well, to them it was, but to me it was a step on a long road of spirituality, see? And that was the beginning of it. Amen. So when Jesus came in and did that, that's Luke chapter 4 if you want to put it down. I'm not going to be able to get to it this morning. that Jesus, he became a different Jesus. Fact is, his name was no longer just Jesus the carpenter. His name became Jesus the Christ. Christ. That's why sometimes they'll say, is not this the Christ? Barbara has a song on that. It's very good. Now, I've got to read here. Let me go on. I must go to, that's verse 4. Got to go through Samaria. Then comes he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary, you might not think he got weary, but he was a man, remember? Jesus, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. John giving us some good details here. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me drink. Now see, this is something a Jew wouldn't do, see. She brings that in. But there was more to this man now as a Jew. In other words, he got messed up. He's not anymore that good Jewish man. He's going to do something here that's causing even his disciples criticize him, see? All right. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, watch, how is it that thou being a Jew, everybody say thou being a Jew, thou being a Jew. But now this something else. This Jew, something has happened to him. He weren't just a Jew. Something has happened to him. He was the very Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. But when Christ came in, took his abode, he became an entirely different being. All right. How is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews, notice this, please don't miss this part. For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. In other words, they were kind of half-breed people, half Gentiles, and some of the Jews drifted down, got married to some of them, and they become mixed like that. And, of course, they were, that just cut them off from Israel altogether. just like the Orthodox Jew again. And I don't want to be repetitious here, but I was seeing on the film there where about modern Israel, how the different groups in there. And the old ones that really stay with the law of Moses try to do that. If there's a marriage outside the Jewish realm, they have a funeral and count them dead, see. They don't exist any longer because they went out into that. Amen. All right. So I'm not going to get depths in that. Notice the Samaritans have no the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Now watch the title of a message, Occasions Where Christ Came In and Overrode the Thinking of the Jewish Man, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the answer. How many knows it? Amen. So watch what it says. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now watch, he's talking here as a third person, as someone you would ask, thou would have asked him, not me, him. And he would have give you, as though he weren't even in the picture. Here come the Christ. Begin to talk, see. Amen. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? She's never heard about living water. Art thou greater? She connects with Jacob here. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? Because they were kind of half-breeds then. Many of them were. How which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Now that's something, the well there that Jacob himself, this is hundreds and hundreds of years later. So Jacob even drunk from this well. His children drunk from this well. His cattle drunk from this well. Are you a greater one than him? Watch what he said. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. In other words, this is he took natural things, but he was going on. The Christ using that voice. Amen. Taking her. She didn't know where he was going. He was going to take her in the spiritual journey. Amen. This water, you drink this water, you're going to get thirsty again. All right, watch what it says. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst again, but the water that I give shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Remember this here in the book of 7th chapter of Romans, we won't get to it because time won't permit. There's where Jesus stood up and cried. And said, now when he cried, that means he spoke loudly. Let him that thirst come unto me. I'll give him the living water. And the Bible says this he spake of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given. This is St. John 7, chapter about 38 and 39, along in there. He said, for the Holy Ghost had not yet been given, for Jesus weren't glorified. Nobody received the Holy Ghost until after Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and the Holy Ghost came back there on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Then the Old Testament, they had the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Amen. But not the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost means he brings those attributes, those things of Christ into you, say, where you'll act like, talk like, and be like Christ. To be like Jesus on earth, I want to be like him. That's why Peter could go out, and the first miracle, Peter and John going up to the temple just after Pentecost, there was a man lame from his mother's womb asking alms. But Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have now that Christ is in Peter, see. He don't talk like Joe Peter. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and walk. And it stunned the man. So Peter just reached out and got him by the hand, and he stood up. His foot and ankle bone received strength. And he went into the temple with them, praising God and dancing and giving glory to God. Amen. See, that's what Christ will do. Amen. The man Jesus himself, he didn't do a miracle. Amen. Not one miracle did he do until Christ came into him. Amen. And then Jesus was the Word, and the Christ came in and anointed that Word, and that Word got up and began to walk. And that's what has happened in our day. Amen. We've become the Word. The Christ has come into us. Amen. And we were part of that Word to begin with, because Ephesians 1 says we were with Him before the world was. We were predestinated when Jesus was predestinated. Amen. So all these things, now that same Christ that lived in Jesus living in us, and He's doing the same thing through us that He did through Jesus. Can you say amen? All right. I got to hurry, because there's several scriptures, and my time will get going on me here. Amen. All right, I'll give you the living water. And then it'll be everlasting. Verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Now, she hadn't got the point yet. See, he thought he had some secret water. He did. Give me this water, because that I don't have to come here and draw water, or don't come here to drink. Hey, give me this water. All right, watch what he says now. Amen. Give me this water. Verse 16. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman said unto him, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and the one whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that he said truly. In other words, this was the truth. See, Jesus would have no way of knowing that. But Christ in him knew about it, see. Amen. Here come the occasion where the Spirit of Christ overrode and just took over and began to use his tongue. And a lot of times I'm preaching up here, the Spirit of Christ used my tongue. Amen. Just like Barbara Bear Witness, we were there in West Virginia preaching, and a man came up and said, Brother Howard, I've been going to church 62 years, I believe, and I've never saw anything like it. Said, you were transformed right before our eyes while you preached the message. And that message was about the farmer. The good, what's the name of that message? What? Can you recognize the excellent, wonderful working and counsel of God? Of Christ. Can we recognize that? And it goes in there about how to sow seed and all that. Yep, that's the picture. Amen. So when we did that, the man said, I've never saw anything like it in my life. Said, you were just transformed right there before. Well, probably nobody else in there saw what he saw. But God was doing something. See, sometimes Christ comes in, it's not me. People used to say, Junior said this, and Junior said that, and Junior said, and Junior done. He said, no, a lot of times it ain't Junior saying, or Ben. Now we dropped the name Junior pretty much. Ben saying it. Amen. Ben said this, and Ben says that. Amen. How about what Christ said? You ever think about that? See, here was a man, Jesus, and whatever he thought, amen, he gave you his thoughts about the woman. Didn't he do it? Say, I ain't going to give the children bread to dogs. Go away, woman. Send her away. That's what the disciples said. But no, here comes something. Here comes the Spirit of Christ, and he began to talk differently. Anointed him. Amen. And he gave her what she wanted. Go your way, your child's healed. Amen. That wasn't a man. That was more than a man. All right. Let's go on with this. I've got to hurry. All right. What verse did I get to here? verse. If I read it all, I'd get down to verse 30, so I'm not sure I'll get that. Yeah, give me this water. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I come here. Come that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said, I've got that called. Verse 19, the woman said unto him, Sir, now she began to see, this ain't no ordinary man. There's something here more than a man, see. When he was sitting there on the well, curved there, while he probably been dusty, feet dusty and dust all over him, and probably a beard if it's normal among the Jews, and hair down about the shoulder length and so on. And here he said, that was basically the way the society of the Jews looked at that time. The best to understand. Well, she didn't know no difference in any other than the man. But now, I'm going to say that again because it sounds good. But now, she began to see there is more to this than just a man. Watch. I perceive that you're a prophet. Verse 20. Now, verse 20. Our fathers worship in the mountain. Watch you get religious. I was at a place the other day, and this happened to me many times. Had some work done on my vehicle. And the man, you know how they talk and so on like that and that. Well, where do you live and so on? I said, I live over here. I passed this church over here. Oh, he got religious just as quick as he could, you know. I believe that we need to serve Christ, you know, and like that on and on. He changed right, just like turning the page that quick. Well, this woman here, once he said that, she got religious. Now, she had five husbands. She's living with somebody who wasn't her husband. And she came to the well by herself, means her reputation probably weren't that other women wanted to associate with her. Well, look here. Amen. She came and she found something she wasn't looking for. Amen. But watch how religious she got. When Jesus told her about her husband, Sir, the woman said, Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in these mountains. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now she's talking about worshiping. Why? Because she began to realize that there's more than a man here. All right, then verse 21, Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. See, they worship all kind of gods. I could go through some of that. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of who? Yeah, all right, you see it? Salvation's of the Jews, you see? There he is, talking like that. All right, watch what he said now. He's talking to this woman. But the hour cometh, and now is, that the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to worship him in spirit and in truth. What is truth? It's present day, what God's doing today. Truth is not what was back there. It was true then. It's history then. It's the chronicles. Anything behind us is the chronicle. Amen. But God's seeking somebody to worship him in spirit and in truth. Is that right? The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh. See, Jews and Gentiles mixed there together. They knew about somewhere or another Messiah was supposed to come. I know when Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he comes, notice that, when he comes. That's what people say, when he comes now. Hey, man, I'll tell you, my friend, he's already come. He's here today, and he's talking. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, I'm not talking about Jesus. Please hear me now. like the man was talking to the other sometime down below us here, and he says, Ben, I can show you where Jesus don't come till the millennia begin. He comes and he brings the angels with him. He sets his kingdom up on earth. Said Jesus don't come till then. And you say that there's going to be a rapture and don't have to go through tribulation. Amen. I said, I agree with you that Jesus don't come till the beginning of the millennium. I said, but Christ comes. Amen. That's Revelation chapter 10, the Spirit. Christ comes. Amen. We're baptized into the fullness of his body. We're changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and caught up to the throne. Amen. Then the tribulations come. Then when Jesus come back, notice this very carefully. That's in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Jesus to come back, and they that are with him are clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and only the white is clothed in fine linen. Verse 7 and 8 of the 19th chapter says, his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and she's the only group. Yes, she goes up before tribulation. Amen. Yes, she comes back with Jesus. So does Jesus come back this earth prior to the beginning of the millennium? No, the third chapter of the book of Acts. They asked Peter, when these things are going to come to pass, when the Lord's coming back and so on. And Peter said, the heavens must retain him until the times of restitution, till God restore this earth back. That is the beginning of the millennium. Now, there's been people all around. I've heard it over the years. Jesus came and talked to me. I saw Jesus, and he came, he did this, and he did that. Well, he can come anytime in a visionary form. And to you, that's Jesus. But the actual Jesus Christ does not come back till the beginning of the millennium. And when he comes back, we come back with him as his wife. Can you say amen? That's scripture, that's clear as it can be. All right. What verse was on now? All right. We got there where verse 20. Let's see. Jesus said to her, oh, yeah. She said, now watch, she got religion. She began to tell about her revelation. Now the Messiah's going to come someday. And I know that when he comes, notice the Messiah, which is called Christ, and when he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak to thee am he. Not just the man, it was the Christ, see. That made him the Messiah. It's this anointing made him the Messiah. You see how Jesus went from Jesus the carpenter to Jesus the Christ? Amen. And this woman here, she got so religious, she began to tell Jesus what she knew about it. Amen. And watch verse 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled. They were shocked that he talked with the woman. Yet no man says, what seekest thou, or why talkest to her? In other words, he was doing something to the normal Jew was disgraceful. Talking to this woman. Amen. But it wasn't Jesus, it was the Christ in Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Now watch as we go along. The woman then left her water pot. She found more. She wasn't interested in natural water anymore. And went her way into the city and saith unto the men, in other words, she's just crying out, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Barbara got that in her song. Is not this the Christ? It says here, then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. He was eating just fine. Therefore he says to his disciples, therefore saith his disciples one to another, someone must have brought him something to eat. Has any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. That was the cry. Okay, I see the sign going. I'm not going to get through. I'm not going to get these today. Also, well, verse 29, I'll read it. And many of the Samaritan of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. Now, she didn't preach, she testified. He told me all things that ever I did. Can you say amen? There's different woman testifying and preaching. Can you say amen? Amen. She can have a testimony and people can believe because of her testimony. But to get up and preach like this, there's a certain gift and it's from God. Amen. Give unto men, see. Amen. All right. Praise God. Now, we could go to the, there's the book of Luke 6:10. Then Romans. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to skip all this other. Let's go to Romans in the days of Paul because that's the only time I got. I got more goodies here, but I don't have time to. I tell you, time just go by so fast when you get doing something you enjoy doing. And I don't have a marker, I don't think, here or anything. Amen. But let's go to Romans, the 15th chapter. I just want to read. I couldn't read much there, but I want to get down to. Let's just get down to verse 8, because that's all the time we're going to have. Paul's writing, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the Father. Now watch, what was he for? He was a minister of the circumcision. How many knows what the circumcision is? That was the Jews. In the days of Paul, they were called the circumcision. That's why in the Old Testament, the generals and everything said they're uncircumcised dog when he's talking about other people, you know. But Jesus came to be a minister to the circumcision. That's why he kept telling them, this is for the Jews, salvation of the Jews. I'm not sent to nobody but to the house of Israel. You get away from here. But see, this other spirit, the spirit of Christ, is neither Jew nor Gentile. How many knows it? That's why the ones coming to the kingdom need Jews. Now, verse 15 here, I'll read it. Now, Jesus was a minister to the Jews. But watch, don't you miss this for sure. Paul speaking, nevertheless, I have written the more boldly unto you. I'm on the 15th verse of the 15th chapter. Nevertheless, brethren, I write the more boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind. Watch why. Because of the grace that is given to me of God. Watch what God given grace. That I, personal pronoun, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. In other words, they'd be acceptable by the message that Paul was bringing. Amen. I'm over time. Amen. And I'll just close out here, though. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you love him now? Amen. All right. We praise God. We thank God for you coming out today. Amen. And I had some other goodies there, but I think that's enough. But the title of the message, Occasions, where that the Spirit of Christ just overrode the thinking of the man Jesus and gave what he wanted to do anyway. And that's what preaching's about. We may think this or think that, but sometimes the Spirit of Christ overrides it, and sometimes I'll get up to preach it. In my mind, I'm going to preach on one thing, get up and get started, and I don't even preach on it then. Amen. Christ overrides it, and then we do this. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for your love, goodness, and mercy. I just pray, God, that you'll take these words, that you'll use them for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen and amen. All right. Praise God. Praise